Listener, My Indonesia Today highlights President Prabowo and Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim agree to strengthen Indonesia-Malaysia strategic cooperation. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met with the Prime Minister of Malaysia Anwar Ibrahim at the Petronas Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Monday. The meeting resulted in an agreement to enhance strategic cooperation in various sectors, including economy, energy, and defense. In a press statement following the meeting, both leaders emphasized their commitment to strengthening the synergy between Indonesia and Malaysia as neighboring countries with close ties. President Prabowo highlighted the importance of the special relationship between the two nations. One of the key outcomes of the meeting was an agreement to strengthen energy sector cooperation. Prime Minister Anwar stated that this could be achieved through a strategic collaboration between Petronas and Pertamina, focusing on exploring new opportunities and facilitating technology transfer between the two countries. Additionally, the leaders discussed cooperation in trade and investment, particularly in the palm oil industry, which is a key commodity for both countries. President Prabowo noted that Indonesia and Malaysia together account for 80% of the world's palm oil production.
Kita juga produsen kelapa sawit terbesar antara Indonesia dan Malaysia. Mungkin kita
We are the largest producers of palm oil. Together, Indonesia and Malaysia produce about 80% of the world's supply. Palm oil has become a very important commodity. Countries like Egypt, India, and Pakistan have expressed their need for palm oil. I believe we can do a lot of good together, and I thank Malaysia for its support in this matter.
Terima kasih sokongan dari Malaysia terus dalam hal-hal ini.
Defense cooperation was also a significant agenda during the meeting, with Prime Minister Anwar highlighting the importance of collaborating with Indonesia, which has substantial experience and strength in this field. On a regional level, both leaders agreed to strengthen coordination in addressing geopolitical challenges. They also aligned their positions on the Palestinian issue, reaffirming their shared support for Palestine's independence.
Kita tetap mendukung kemerdekaan Palestina dan kita
We continue to support Palestine's independence. We firmly believe that the only solution is a two-state solution, which we have always conveyed. We welcome the current ceasefire and hope it will hold.
Gencatan senjata ini akan bertahan.
President Prabowo also expressed his support for Malaysia as the 2025 ASEAN chair, emphasizing the importance of maintaining and enhancing the special relationship between Indonesia and Malaysia. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.